Turn your great idea into reality with Squarespace. Squarespace makes it easier than ever to launch your passion project, whether you're showcasing your work, selling your products of any kind, beautiful templates, ability to customize. And if you get stuck, 24/7 award-winning customer support is there to help. Head to squarespace.com/improv for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, use offer code IMPROV. That's the word IMPROV to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Welcome to Improv for Humans 420 Special.
Humans, it's your favorite time of year. It's 420 time. That's right. Welcome to the 420 episode of Improv for Humans. It's a special episode, not just because it's your favorite Improv for Humans episode of the year, with Gabrus, Horatio, Gimber Licking, and myself, but also because it's in support of the 420 shows on 420. That's a Saturday this year at the UCB Theaters in Los Angeles. I'm doing my show on 420 at 420 p.m. Come see it. And if you aren't in Los Angeles, get on VR, the Oculus System VR, and you can watch it live, 420 p.m. Pacific time. That's right. Get on them Facebook VR goggles, folks, and see me. Prepare for my show on 4/27. That's right, April 27th, a mere 2 weeks away. I'm doing my stand-up special called Pot Humor in Portland, Oregon. Go to mattbesser.com to find out how to get reservations for that. Humans, this is a great episode. We've just eaten some meat off my grill. Brought to you by Butcher Box. Free ad for Butcher Box. I bet that improv code still works. You got to get some meat for the summer and spring. For grilling in the spring, so get some of that Butcher Box. Use that improv, that code improv, to get a discount. Humans, it was a 420 episode, but please be aware, we 420'd on my back porch. Sydney, when she ran into the podcast midway into the show, she did not walk into an opium den. Her mother wanted you to know that. All right. Welcome to Improv for Humans 420 episode. I was saying we got like Snack Box. That's not what it was called.
Nature
was
Box.
Nature Box.
It just came to me. Nature Box.
Snack Box.
Snack Box.
On one of our first episodes, but nothing this time. We should get a big fucking cake.
Like a cake from Earwolf?
No. Well, yeah, from Portillo's. Is that what it's called?
Portillo's?
Portillo's, yeah.
Portillo's? Oh, Porto. I had just had Portillo's in Chicago.
It's pretty great, isn't it?
Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah.
What is that?
It's like a hot dog chain, but they do the
Italian beef.
The Italian beef, but they also do the drink, the thing that they do that I thought was the most innovative and best was the cake shake.
Yeah, chocolate cake shake.
Yeah, that shit is wild. But
they were doing a promotion where you can buy a slice of cake for 56 cents or something.
Excuse me. It's my first time here. What is the cake shake? Is that just a milkshake that you put cake in it?
You want to take this one, Gary?
Yeah, I'll take this one. Sorry, today's my first day, and I'm learning. So what was your question, sir, ma'am, person? Hello, fellow human.
You don't have to say my gender at all.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
You don't have to bring that up.
Yeah, don't bring up their gender when you say hello.
Sorry. Hi. So they...
I've had a job like this. You just go, hey, man.
What were they? You want to say, hey, man?
Even if it's a woman. I'm sorry. Please don't help me train the employee because he can't just say, hey, man.
I say, hey, man, or hey, brother to everybody.
Oh, okay.
Even my mother-in-law. I say, hey, brother. And she's like, excuse me?
But anyway. What were you looking for?
I heard on TripAdvisor, they said you're known for your cake shakes. I wanted to know what that is before I purchased it.
Sure. Of course. It's kind of all in the title.
Are you saying I'm an idiot?
No,
that's how
no.
I opened this. I said, is it just a cake and a milkshake and blend it? Is that what it is?
That is what
it is. Let him explain. There's three tiers to the cake.
Oh, I'm sorry. Help me. There's a man. He's chasing me. I had to run in here. This is the only place that was open. What is this place?
Hi, welcome to Portillo's. We are a hot dog, Italian beef, and we're mostly known for our cake shake, which is, as I was just telling the person.
Are you guys not going to help this guy?
We are going to help. help. So what can I do for you? Did you want two cake shakes,
please,
you said?
Please. No, I didn't say. I said, what is it? What's a cake shake?
A cake shake
is... And I don't have a lot of time. He's after me.
Is there a problem here? What's the problem here?
Oh, hi. Thank you, security.
Oh, you don't need the cops? You just want to know what a cake shake is in a hurry?
I need both.
What's wrong, mister?
I don't know the culture of Chicago.
I don't care. You have an emergency.
Hold on. Let me just finish ringing this person up. I'm sorry, but I can't prioritize any customer just because of their energy level.
Legally, I can't tell him to get off you. I'm just a security guard here.
My family's waiting in the car. My family's waiting in the car. See?
Okay. Hey, guess what, gang? We're out of cake shakes.
No!
The name of this place is Cake Shakes. Where the fuck else do you have here?
I know, we dropped the ball.
It was kind of like I delivered it as a joke.
Insane, humans.
Wasn't it Portillo's?
It doesn't matter. I got news for you, buddy. It don't matter.
Have you guys ever been to a place where the thing they're known for, they're out of, and you don't know it till you get to the front? You know what I'm talking about?
That'll sometimes happen at like a barbecue place. You're like, oh, I heard this Texas barbecue truck is good. And then you get there and they're like, sorry, all we have left is a half chicken. And you're like, oh, cool. It's like, you see like pulled pork sold out, sausage sold out, brisket sold out. And you're like, oh, I guess I'll have half a smoked chicken and beans.
Hey, and you're like, all we got is that... sorry, the pulled pork, that nice lady, she's having a party. See that half chicken?
That half chicken?
Yeah, I'll give it to you for 7 cents.
Okay, that's a great deal, but I was really hoping to get pork or brisket.
Look, that's all we got. And I'll give it to you for 7 cents, and then I got to get out of here because our permit only goes to 6 p.m.
Okay.
And we got to clear the streets.
So are you pressuring me to give you 7 cents in exchange? What's
seven
wrong with
cents.
This? That's actually so cheap that it's it alerts me in a way.
I'll have 9 chickens. Here's my...
Excuse me?
I'll have 9 chickens. Here's my 63 cents.
All right, I already made a deal with this guy earlier. It's in the trunk out back underneath the tarp.
Do you have the key? Do I get it myself?
Yeah, here's the key.
Alrighty.
And there's a guy named Andre there, and you say, I've come for the guns. And then he'll give you all the chickens.
And he'll give me my chickens?
Yeah.
All right, no sounds guns. Good. He's in the Red Nova out front?
That's right. Like I told you before, man. We got to get out of here by 6. We're closing deals. All right, 7 cents.
Hey,
do you want
guy
this half chicken
chickens,
or what?
Man. By the way, it's good chickens. They are good.
I hope so. You just bought 9 of them.
Oh, we cut to this guy back at his family. He bought that chicken for a dime. He didn't, and they didn't have any change. So it was still a fucking fantastic deal. And he comes home to his family.
All right, family, I'm home.
Daddy.
Yeah. All right, everyone. I got us a half chicken.
You're getting hamburgers.
I wanted to get hamburgers. They were out of like a lot of things. But just
everybody,
a heads up,
let your father finish.
I ordered.
We have a half chicken, okay? So everyone just
a tuna melt.
I want McDuggets. I want McDuggets.
You want Mc?
I ordered McNuggets too.
No, all right. So you guys, the things you ordered, I couldn't even get at one place. The place you sent me to, some weird small barbecue truck in Lockheed.
All right, Greg. Enough with the buildup. What do you have for us?
What did you get instead? We all wanted some type of meat.
I got us half. A half chicken. Ooh. And it only cost me $20.
Nugget?
So everyone throw me $5.
Nugget?
No, it's one half chicken. It's a whole
Daddy,
half.
Daddy, I'm going to be a little late on dinner payments this month. I haven't been earning like...
Daddy.
Daddy, is it okay? Can I still have a bit of chicken if I don't give you $5 tonight?
Daddy.
I'll get it to you next week.
Do you want me to break their legs if they don't pay in time, Dad?
Dad?
Son, Christ.
Everyone just knows when the money's due.
Just float me to next week.
All right, I'll spot you one last week, but the vig is running.
Thanks,
the juice
Daddy.
Is loose, Barry.
You're my sweetest daddy. You know that?
I don't like when you say that.
You're so sweet.
It's got a new connotation now. I don't like when you say I'm the sweetest daddy. Just call me Dad or Pop.
Call you Honey.
Or Gary.
No, Honey Daddy.
No, Honey Daddy. You could maybe call me that as my wife, Paula. I'm okay with Honey Daddy. But no,
that's
Barry.
Daddy dishes out the sugar.
Stop.
Maybe we
can
listen
like
to
that.
Prince in the bedroom.
Are you not saying stuff like that at school, are you?
We cut to 3 hours later. They've eaten the half chicken, and everyone has food poisoning in the house. And there's a line at the bathroom because everyone
has diarrhea.
Listen, we're all in the same boat here, kids.
Is this the bathroom line?
We're all in the same boat, kids.
Is this the bathroom line?
Yes, honey, it's the bathroom line.
Is this the line for more chicken?
Dairy.
Dairy, please.
Blood, is it or not?
You can't have any more chicken.
There was something
shitting
wrong with
blood
the, with
all
the
afternoon.
So, still tasty.
All right, it's time I came clean. I bought the chicken for 7 cents, and I knew at the time it was
you
a bad
fucking much? Lunatic.
No one buys a chicken
you
for 7 cents.
Lunatic.
There's obviously something wrong with it. What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Taking
I saw
$7
from each of us.
Oh, my ass.
I saw a guy.
Huge. That profit margin is unreasonable.
I'm sorry. I thought I could, you know, spin it into more chickens.
We should have got from more McNuggets.
What was that?
We should have got more McNuggets.
Get back in your cabinet.
But for real, that's an amazing margin.
So
am I right?
The next
am I
next
right,
day.
Sharks?
All right, so tell me this again. I'm prepared to give you 5% of your asking price, which is $100,000, with revenue kicking in after 6.25%. And
we can get a great deal on chicken, poison chicken.
Next day behind Ralph's grocery at closing time. All right, now listen. I'll give you 17 pounds of chicken for...
How many half chickens is that?
Look, man, the kind of quantity we're working in, it's not half chickens anymore.
Oh,
we're talking
pound
70 pounds. 17 pounds. Don't try to trick me.
All right.
And people say transaction scenes can't be funny. Yeah. That was hilarious.
I want to be commended for not being a homeless guy offering to blow somebody back there. You said
while
back,
my
back
daughter
behind
walked
Ralph's.
In. That's all you
I'd
know
like
that
to be
happens
commended
behind
for
Ralph's.
That's only that happens in my mind. Of any
we see Horatio parking it. It's like sometimes there's only one place to park at a grocery store. It's behind the place where the dumpster is, and that's where we see Horatio. Can I help you?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Not many people park back here unless there's just full up there.
I know it's full, and I'm gonna go in there in a minute.
Only two things happen back here: dumping trash, and you know.
Yeah, but you got a spot right here, which I kind of dig.
No, I work here. Oh, you mean you just got a spot, right?
Yeah. It's a legal spot, right?
Yeah. It's okay. Just not because most people don't want to park by the dumpster and where the other
I'm not
thing
doing anything
happens.
Fishy, just checking my internet and then, you know, my stuff. And then I'm going to get out. I'm going to go back in there and then get
if
some
if people
stuff.
Linger in their car more than like 10 seconds, we're always like, oh, is he here to park, dump trash, or the other thing?
Well, I mean, what if... Whatever happens, happens, right?
Yeah. It used to be weed when that was illegal.
I'm not here just for the... Because homeless people are...
Homeless people?
Yeah.
What
I'm not here. I'm not just here because sometimes homeless people will blow people for money.
You think only homeless people blow people for money back here?
I'm sorry.
Pretty much.
Okay. You're not a cop, right?
No, I work at the grocery store.
Okay, good.
I dump trash.
Let's just say what it is. Trader Joe's.
Yeah. I'm hiding in the dumpster behind Trader Joe's. I'm a sex worker. And I actually
did you hear
have
what you're saying?
Yeah, and that's why I had to interject
okay,
at this point.
I know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
I have a home. I just do enjoy.
Snap.
But I was under the impression.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say it, but I'm glad you were hiding in the... Sorry, I dumped lettuce on you. By the
yeah,
way.
That's fine. It just works like a ghillie suit.
I guess that was a prejudiced comment.
No. A lot of people come here because they like to be blown by homeless people. So I kind of cosplay for some of the customers.
Why does it matter where people live?
Some people are into the idea that the person is home. I think it's a power thing. I think it's like a weird one percenter type thing.
I'm into watching.
You're into
watching. We cut to later. Hey. Are you homeless? I need a blowjob.
So I can pretend to be, of course.
Pretend.
But I do have a home. If that matters to you that much, we can...
I want a guy who's recently homeless, like only 3 days. Like, he was really rich. Malibu mansion. And then the fucking bottom fell out.
Okay.
It's like 3 days homeless.
You want me to be that guy?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And fondle the balls.
What was that? Oh, that.
And who fumbled the ball.
Okay, got it. All right. You guys sit a little closer.
Recently homeless and fumbled the ball.
Look, Jesus Christ, I'm sorry. I'm just so stressed, you know? My record collection was in there, my comic book collection. I had Magic the Gathering cards. I have two Black Lotuses. My life is
falling
apart. All
right, can we stop?
sorry.
Okay, hold on. Should I stop shooting? Let me step out of the closet here. Hey, what's up?
I had no idea you were filming that.
Yeah. Well, we're all getting off on this.
A lot of people. This is streaming.
So do I get a double day rate?
I thought that was a weird, formerly rich guy.
Okay, yeah.
You sound like a nerd with
a
bunch of nerd stuff.
Well, I was just using specifics I'm familiar with, just so, like, in case you ask any follow-ups.
Can this be like, I should have been specific.
Yeah, give me more specific.
How he got rich.
Yeah, he's a recently homeless 3 days ago.
This is like a guy that was in a startup company that just didn't pan out.
Oh, okay.
Like some app.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't like all that nerd stuff.
Yeah, you got it. My bad.
Okay, you should have noticed that.
Yeah, I picked up on it a little bit.
Rolling. All right. Rolling. Oh, wait. Here's Sonny's consent form.
What?
Hey, let's just sign it really quick. Just really quickly.
All right, fine. Let's just shoot.
Thank you. Okay. And rolling.
Oh, yes. I'm fondling. Uh-huh. Okay. Right, and so
you're only 3 days homeless, huh?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for the lob. Yeah. So yes, and it's difficult, but luckily for me, I have an idea for another app that will bounce me back after my success with Darkest Dungeon.
Yeah, this isn't going to work.
I made an RPG that's side scrolling.
Here's $50.
Cut.
This isn't going to work out.
Do you think this will still be good for my reel?
I mean, if I can send it to you, yeah, I'll email you what I got.
And later we see him at UTA during the writer's strike. And like it's the empty hallways, and that's when guys like this get to have their reel shown. And that's all he has of his reel is this one blowjob, and he meets with this UTA agent.
So I'm thinking of getting more into acting. This is the only thing I was able to book, you know, writer strike and all.
Oh, this is interesting. You're non-union, right?
I'm non-union, yeah, but I'm down to do whatever. Taft, Hartley, FICOR, let me know.
Great.
I'm a scab. I'm a fucking psychopath. Whatever you need me to be.
Well,
I'm sorry. I just got this. I made 50
for some edgy new writers. So.
We see a bunch of writers' agents kind of like flocking around like vultures. They have nothing to do.
Is that a writer? Oh, yeah. Hot new kid to hit the streets. He's done some
writer?
Of the...
I guess I'm a writer. I showed a video of me.
Remember I was telling you about this guy? I was telling you about this guy. He's blowing somebody, pretending to be homeless in a closet outside of a Trader Joe's in the alley by the dumpsters.
You're the new Bukowski.
Yeah, and I just got staffed on This Is Us because they need someone to jazz up the Vietnam flashbacks.
We cut to the empty writer's room of This Is Us because all the real writers are on. So thanks for coming in. We have two writers. This is a 5-year-old girl and you. So you guys have any pitches?
Yeah.
We're taking any ideas. You got any ideas?
Yeah.
We're taking any ideas for stories. Real stories, just real stories.
Okay. I was at a park and then I was looking sideways and I fell off the edge and it was like the best thing ever.
What? I like this. Okay, do you have a B story?
What?
This is your fellow writer.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you got nothing. So
well, all right. So the A story is the main girl falls off the edge of something in the park.
She goes into a coma. I love this.
Okay, she's in a coma. Okay.
This is us for sure.
I have a B story.
All right, yes, a B story. Let me know. Hold on. I can type this in. It's fine.
We need ideas from you. Hey, man, we hired you because of the work you did. We want more stuff like that.
I'm not going to do anything that I've done.
Give us a storyline like what you do. That's what we want.
We didn't hire you for your fingertips, dude.
Yeah, we got a writer just she already has a great coma story. You got nothing.
All right. Okay, so what about if one of the other guys, like her boyfriend, to try to talk to her, puts himself into a coma?
You know what?
And he's going to meet her in where they live, like coma world.
What do you think of that story? Sounds like a double A story.
I can't understand anything.
Okay, yeah, I got to clean it up. Yeah, it needs clarity. Yeah. It needs more clarity.
Get to the part where it's like the stuff that we like you for.
Okay, yeah. Well, so look, I'm not. I'm here. I'm in the This Is Us writers room, and I'm seeing the pitches that are working.
Big leagues.
The pitches that are working are stuff
later
like,
with his agent. Hey, I heard it didn't go so well today.
No, it didn't.
I heard a five-year-old girl had better stories.
She had way better stories than me. And
I want to tell one of my stories.
Oh, you're signing her? You're
signing her? We need people.
That's... Oh, next...
I'm meeting with you in a second. Just enjoy the treats.
You're signing her? I just found out you packaged that show and you never even told me.
We're packaging you together. It's no big deal.
I don't want to be packaged.
Do you mind being packaged like a big present on a birthday?
Yeah, you can be my present on my birthday.
That's a leading question.
Loving packaging.
You're fired. I'm signing the you're fired. I'm signing the e-sign form right now. You can have the 5-year-old girl from the writer's room of This Is Us.
But then I will cross out what you want. But then I'll cross out what you want signed.
Yeah, no!
She's blacklisting you.
No, I can't. I need to work in this business. You don't understand what my old job was.
We cut to 3 years later at the writer's strike. This girl is now 8 years old, and they're both on the staff of Big Bang Theory.
Now.
Hey, I do know you. You're the only other person you're the only other.
Eight.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you're the 5-year-old girl.
You guys have worked before?
Yeah, we did. I did a few weeks on This Is Us. She ended up getting up to co-EP and getting a slice of the show after the fact.
That's the worst story ever.
I know. See, she's still got me pinned. There's nothing I can do. She's in my head. She's been in my head for 3 years since she was five.
All right, anyway,
she's
this
only
is
gotten
your first
better.
Day on Big Bang
I'm
Theory.
You're already five?
She's been five
She's
for 3 years.
She's in
eight.
My head.
All right.
Oh, everyone in Hollywood's 3 years younger than
hey,
they
buddy.
Say they are.
First day, maybe you need to listen a little bit more.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry.
First day on Big Bang Theory. Okay, everyone, this is the day for your new pitches. It's Monday. Let's hear the new pitches for anything on the sitcom.
I have a new pitch.
What's your pitch?
I have a B story.
She likes to start with the B story.
Okay.
All right.
So I came out of my zoo camp and I was tricking Ava, but then the trick didn't work. So then I tried to trick it to mommy. But
okay, we love pranks as B plots. All right,
but
new guy.
Then I tried to trick daddy and it didn't work. So nobody got their trick and now I just need a trick.
All right, let's write that up. That's definitely going to be the B story. New guy, what's the A story?
How about maybe the girl is at a park and she like looks to her one side and she falls off the edge and it's amazing?
Hey, you stole my story!
Oh, I didn't know you were stealing it!
Funny!
I'm sorry, I'm tapped for ideas. The only thing I can think of is this story she pitched 3 years
your
ago.
First day. You
I'm so sorry.
A stolen story.
I had no idea this was the same girl. They all look the same under 10.
We're taking you to WGA.
No!
Lost jail.
Oh, I'm going to Lost Jail.
And everybody can find you there.
All right, we cut. What she means by Lost Jail is that silo from Lost is where they still have it at the Fox lot, and WJ uses it. Come on in.
Make your own kind of music.
Can you have a seat?
Sure.
This is the WGA tribunal. We don't give our names.
Okay.
We heard you've been accused of stealing an idea.
Yeah. What's happening? Isn't everything stolen from something, right? That's what they say?
Oh, yeah. Nipsey Russell once said there's one idea, there's one typewriter and 10,000 copiers in Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Am I in trouble? Look, I don't want to be a writer anymore. I don't know how I'm sitting. What do you want? Want me to sit in the other chair? Okay.
Yeah, you're sitting on an ashtray right now.
Oh, sorry. Oh, hello. Sorry.
Hi, how are you? I'm part of the tribunal.
Oh.
And right now we're trying to verify a type of plagiarism that happened.
A type.
This is one thing we do take very seriously. I mean, we're all writers. We like to joke around. But when it comes to stealing jokes and stealing ideas, we take it very seriously. We like to get to the source of every idea and see if it comes from a place of truth. If we deem that it does, then we know that it's not stolen.
This meeting's being recorded.
Okay, so...
For and historical taped. Purposes.
So and it appears before a live studio audience. Oh, Jesus.
In Southeast Asia.
Ruled by a dictator.
Okay.
In the silo.
All right.
Another silo.
Yes. So then I am supposed to tell you how the story I pitched is true to me?
We just want to know if it's stolen or not.
It is. It is stolen. I do not want to be a writer. I never wanted to be a writer. I don't know. I've made $50 in 3 years, and it was by fondling a guy's balls while giving backstory to a character.
Oh, hey, yeah, I know you.
Yeah.
I used to go around the Ralphs before it was the Trader Joe's, around the dumpster before it was the closet. You were giving hands and blows back then.
That was me. Yeah, that's me. I've been trying
Any
to
type
be
a homeless person. You want this guy? I once told him. He was a mental defective from birth who never stood any chance in life and was just wandering the streets at 50. Boy, best cum I ever had. I'm David Simon.
And scene.
We don't give names. No, I don't think that about David Simon.
Deadwood movie coming out.
Mm-hmm. David Milch.
Oh,
I got to rewatch Deadwood. It's like loose in my brain. Did everyone watch Game of Thrones? Speaking of watch,
no, yeah,
no.
All right,
you haven't watched it.
I haven't had time yet, but I don't care if you talk about it.
Oh, okay.
I heard not much happened.
No, you're right.
I respect that we just check in with every fucking character, and there is like 50 goddamn characters.
It is like 50 opening
but
scenes.
This is,
it's like 50
like
cold
a
opens.
Reunion show.
It's
like, but it's good. Like, I need that as a
Andy
viewer.
Andy Cohen was there. Welcome to Winterfell. Let's do shot skis.
Danielle, you have a comment on that? What was your takeaway from Game of Thrones?
I really liked the opening night. Like, I thought it was really good. The only thing where I started going, like, this is so stupid, was when, like, Jon Snow got on the dragon, and I was like, what are we watching?
Yeah, it got
like, you know he's going to get on the dragon.
What? But no, you but the way you, when you watch it, it's like Fern Gully.
You know, yeah, it was a little like,
these
what are
like
my
Superman and Lois.
Yes, it was like that a little bit. And it was also like in 50
it was
shades,
like a pod race.
Yeah, in 50
and they've
shades
already
of fornicated, gray,
right?
That movie that I went to see in the theater.
You're always bragging
times,
about that.
The guy like takes the woman up in an airplane like twice as if to excite her, like, this is what girls love. And it was so cheesy, and that's what it reminded me of, like her seducing him, like, get on my dragon, like, come to the world,
try and keep up.
Or like the airplane scene from Look Who's Talking, Travolta,
from down here.
And I'm watching my important homework. Can you please quiet down?
You got it. I've been getting that note from your dad for 10 years.
Whole family.
Wow, okay. Sorta in the house.
So anyway, good start. I cried, I think, 3 times, as did my husband. And
at Fern Gully?
Yeah, at Fern Gully and Game of Thrones and 50 Shades of Grey. So again, up with the top movies.
Yeah, every but, Stark reunion. Brought it to you.
Yeah, but
oh,
I will
say
that, yeah, that one part I was just like, what am I doing? What have I been doing for the last 10 years?
You know, it's like, I've been waiting 18 months and this is what I'm getting and I'm excited about it. I'm like, thank you, please. Can we have more?
So, those are my thoughts.
Yeah, but it did feel like they used to do those, agreeing with what Danielle said, they used to do those like, this is a setup episode because you know the next one's an action episode. And this one feels like the settest upest episode.
We cut to Jon Snow right after, because they did go for a little romantic dragon ride, and we cut back to him when he's with his bros later.
Whew! That was incredible.
Yeah, we saw you up there.
Yeah, you saw that?
Yeah, we saw both of you. It was like a meet cute on
yeah,
dragons.
Yeah, you looked like
oh,
a,
we've met.
You looked like a fucking dork.
I wasn't going to say it, but you
did. You looked like a fucking dweeb, man. What were you doing riding around on a dragon, dude?
Yeah, man. It wasn't like there was a battle thing. Yeah, and you looked like, we're on ponies together.
You might as well have been on a tandem bike. What was that?
I've been practicing at the swords and the lists since I was a boy.
You didn't have a sword up there. You're blushing. You're like a mile away in the air, and I can see you're blushing.
You gotta practice on the dragon.
John, we heard you yell, we heard you yell, wee, as you flew by one time. And that's
you guys were doing loop-de-loops. And did you do, we have a bet on this, did you do a heart shape? Did you guys do a little heart shape in the air?
With our flying in a heart shape?
Yes, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
yes or no?
I farted red and it, yeah.
I made a
heart.
Danny.
Mother of dragons.
Danny.
Mother of dragons. No disrespect. I didn't know you were behind us.
What's up?
We ate gazpacho earlier.
I thought that was beautiful what you guys were doing with the dragons. That was amazing. Your whole dragon thing is amazing. I'm a huge fan.
I have trouble, processing or the soup.
Oh, I wasn't thinking about the soup. I mean,
no?
If you think about it, most of us haven't even seen dragons before.
Right.
Farting is like, I know you're thinking about that.
If I have something that upsets my stomach, I fart in different colors and it looks like smoke, I guess. But
once again, we're all focused on, holy shit, dragons are real. That's what 90% of the people here
are thinking.
90% of people are thinking that.
Anymore.
I'm thinking my buddy John looks like a fucking dork up there.
And to be honest, yeah.
You didn't see it as maybe like a performance?
Yeah, but for each other in front of other people, like PDA thing.
It was a PDA. It was like figure skating.
You have to pretend that you're,
can I ask you
feels
something?
For each other.
Like the dragons, there's not much to eat for all of us here. And the dragons, I understand they've eaten a lot of our cows. They hunt on their own.
They range.
Well, they eat our cows. When you say hunting, they just go straight to mine.
How do you tell a dragon what not to eat?
I'm just saying.
Try telling that to Balerion the Dread.
My neighbor's six kids dressed up as a few horses, and Draconius ate six kids thinking it was three horses.
That's not hunting, just going to where a bunch of cows are.
Okay, I thought.
Anyway,
that was
doesn't
like
it take a lot of energy for your dragons to fly around and do loop de loops?
Well, that's why we sometimes feast on the bovines down there.
Right, but I'm saying you guys are doing this for show. Should we save it for battle?
Because the White Walkers are coming. Right, winter is coming. You were the one saying all this.
Also,
John.
Tomorrow is Viserion's birthday. We're going to throw a little party
for the dragon.
We need a huge cake. So we're going to have to empty the larders.
It's a dragon cake.
Eggs.
Oh, it's real cake.
We cut to Hot Pie and Company in the kitchen.
You know it's just for a dragon?
This is it's got to be horse cake.
I ain't fucking making a cake for a dragon.
We got to make a 140-pound horse cake. All right.
That's going to screw up our grinders, man. We're going to be cleaning those grinders for 3 weeks now.
Give me the big 20-pound hammer. I'm going to take this first horse down.
We cut to him out by the farm. This little girl from the city is giving up, from the hamlet is giving up her horse that she's had her whole life.
Thank you, lass. We need the horse, unfortunately, so... I'm going, you might want to turn away.
I didn't want to give it up. Are you giving this just for the dragon cake?
It's the dragon's birthday tomorrow and my John is, I don't know how to say this to you. He's so whipped. He's like, got to do what his girlfriend wants to do, which is like throw a.
He's king in the north.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see you there, Sir Davos. Oh, I apologize for speaking out of turn.
I fought beside him beyond the wall. A truer man you'll never meet. And here you are.
We see this strange crowd is gathering to see the horse get killed behind the barn. It's a bunch of children and
Jesus.
And actually a lot of stars in the series too.
Is this the man Are you going to kill Cynthia's horse?
Yes, I'm going to kill a horse to feed it to the dragon.
He picks up a hammer. It's hard enough to kill a horse just, you know, with no one around, but with a bunch of children, who some who have never seen death before.
Step out the way, pissant. I'll cut the horse's head off. I don't give a fuck. As long as there's no fire around.
It's the hound.
Thank you. Most people
Sandor
know me.
Clicking.
Me, the hound.
Why are you so mean?
I mean because my brother is bigger than me and burned my face in a fire as a child.
We've all heard the story, but why killed an innocent horse? Why
the horse is meat for a horse cake for the dragon, which John, who is king of the north.
It's because the Lord of Light demands it.
Melisandre.
This is a conflict written in the ages. The Lord of Light asks for this birthday.
We cut to the girl's horse and the grinder.
The horse cake will not taste good. The horse cake doesn't taste good.
Why? Why do you say this?
I'm the three-eyed raven. I've tasted the horse cake. I've seen the horse cake.
You're singing to the future that the horse cake isn't, no matter what our efforts are?
The horse cake doesn't work. No matter what we do, the horse cake is not enough.
We cut to years, years, years in the future where all the conflict has been resolved. The White Walkers have been defeated. No one even talks about winter or anything anymore. And but that kid still knows how to do that raven trick. And he's just in a cafe and someone sits next to him just reading.
I know the Wi-Fi password here.
Oh, okay. What is it?
I know what it will be. I know what it has been. And I know what it is now.
You mean it's the same all the time?
No, it changes. Everything changes. We all change. I'm the three-eyed raven. I'm the three-eyed raven.
Are you guys going to order food or just fuck around?
Sorry, I like croissant.
The croissant. We have beef sandwiches. We have hot dogs. We have hamburgers. We have...
I'll have a beef sandwich and a hamburger, please.
Oh, got it. All right. You want that dip with peppers?
Yep. Dip and peppers on both.
Okay.
And a cake shake, please.
You want to just make
a meal out of that? The cake shake will give me diarrhea. That's not me seeing the future. That just is, you know, cause and effect.
Okay. Anyway.
I'm the three-eyed raven. Here's 7 cents.
All right. There you go.
And we see it goes through the day. And some people kind of just create an island with their personality where no one sits around them. But then eventually it gets become so crowded that like someone has to sit next to him.
Hey there.
Hey, is this seat going to be taken in 5 minutes?
Yes, by you.
Right.
Please,
right.
Sit down. I'm the three-eyed raven.
That's funny. Yeah. That's funny.
I'm the three-eyed raven.
No, it's cool.
Please, have a seat.
Hey, when am I going to die?
April 26th, 2021.
2021? Oh, shit. What happened?
Oh, are you familiar with Frisbees?
Yeah, the plastic discs?
Yes. You will eat dog food out of one and get sick to your stomach.
What? Cut to 2021.
It's an ultimate frisbee tournament in San Francisco.
Woo,
all the champions are there.
Does it? Heads up.
It's being sponsored by Alpo.
All right. Whoever's first tournament it is has got to get hazed. Is that you, Bingo?
It's my first.
All right.
Bingo's first.
Okay, Dud. All right, frisbee tossers. Everybody get in line.
One question for you, Bingo.
Yeah.
Wet or dry? Wet or dry?
What? Wet.
All right. Too bad. You're getting both.
Oh, man.
The prophecy. This is what was foretold. This is the moment I die.
even as the prophecy occurs to him again, he still eats spoonfuls of wet Alpo. Because there's a lot of people cheering.
If you want to play in a frisbee tournament again, you better eat a full plate of dog food.
And it's like a really clear prophecy. Like, you will die eating dog food out of a frisbee. And that's what he's doing. But he eats.
Close the loop.
Hey, man, maybe you should slow down on that. You'll choke.
Yeah, man. You don't have to eat the frisbee.
No, I know I don't choke. I get sick to my stomach later.
Hey, man, usually people just take one bite, but he's eating the whole can of Alpo. He dumps another can of Alpo. He doesn't die, and it's like a couple of hours after the... Hey, we close at 6 p.m. the permits.
No. So I'm supposed to die. I'm not supposed to live.
People taking a lot of Instagrams with you in the background eating Alpo off of Frisbees. We've all had a good time.
I can't live. I did some things because I didn't think I'd be living past this day. And you don't get it. I can't stay alive.
2 days later, his family comes to him. You have to come home. What are you doing out here?
I can't.
You're not going to die eating Alpo out of a frisbee.
Yes, I am. That kid told me in the coffee shop.
Daddy, the cop said you opened up credit cards in my name.
4 more days until the Guinness World Book of Records.
Oh, shit. If I can make it to that, I'm home free. That's my lifeline.
And we cut to 4 days later. People are delivering. It's become a thing. People bring cat food and shit they don't eat at restaurants, and they dump it. My dog will eat this. Will you eat this? Okay. Good luck on the record, man.
15 more seconds until the world record.
Work for Guinness?
Yes.
For the book?
Yes, I do.
Wait,
yes.
Regulation says in order for Guinness, you have to be eating out of a plate. He seems to be eating out of a frisbee.
Ooh.
Also, it's supposed to be all dog food. A lot of this stuff is just leftovers.
No!
I'm quite sorry, but I must get the fuck out of here.
Kill me!
That's 3 hours later.
That's gotta be a record, right? You kill me, first Guinness Book of World Records record keeper to kill a guy just as he doesn't get a world record, right?
We cut to the guy from Guinness later at the Doubletree. He's been staying here for 5 days. Will you be checking out tomorrow?
No, I'll be staying extra 2 days.
Wait, there he is. Grab him. Cuff him. That's the guy. He shot that kid in the face. Cuff this motherfucker.
What happened?
The guy from Guinness Book of World Records shot some dude in his head put himself in the Guinness Book of World Records because it was a record. The quickest kill of a Guinness Book of World Record winner. You're under arrest, scumbag.
Well, that's fine.
Insane. So did you guys try to break a record as a kid?
I once took, when my mom first, before there was Fitbit or anything, my mom had like a thing.
A pedometer?
Yeah. And it was like a little thing that shook and counted your steps. And I spent a whole summer one time trying to get it to turn over. I think it was like up to 100,000 or like a million or something. Just shaking it.
Oh, just shaking. I thought you were trying to swim one step through it.
No,
just shaking it up.
Horatio, you didn't try to break a record?
No, but it was probably free throws or something.
Free throws?
I mean, that was probably the attempt. Not that I ever got good at anything enough.
Never even like a smaller scale, like, oh,
yeah,
this dude ate 36 jalapeno poppers yesterday. Yeah, can you eat 37?
Yeah.
I've done
sticking grapes in your mouth versus an NBA record.
Yeah, I probably do.
Yeah, touchdowns. Didn't work out.
NBA foul shots. Most triple doubles. That's the one I'm going for.
I said they're going to be impressed by the guy. We cut to the kid who's shot more free throws in his driveway than who would it be in the NBA? Fucking John Stockton. Next. Can I help you?
Yeah. You can help me. I can help you too by just draining free throws.
Okay, sir, if you have a record, just state your record and we'll look it up and we'll see if it's a record and then we'll enter it if it is and it's been documented.
I threw 1,300 free throws in a row.
1,300 free throws?
Yeah. Single shots.
And you recorded it all on video, of course, right?
I did the beginning and the end.
Well, that is a record in number, but most of our sports records are by professionals in those sports. John Stockton has the record with 1,299.
The rims are the same distance and also the same height. That is true,
and there's no pressure in a free throw because you're not up against anyone.
It didn't say you had to be in a professional game either.
It doesn't. And this is documented.
Hey, how long is this going to take? I'm Tiger Woods. I have a new record to submit.
Great job, Tiger. That was really cool.
Yes, congratulations. But you do have to wait your turn, and the green jacket means nothing in this line. Everyone here thinks they've broken a record. All right, everyone? Everyone here thinks they've broken a record. So no one's more important than anyone. The guy who stuck 100 jalapeno poppers in his butt is just as important as you, Tiger.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for saying that.
And you can leave. You've already been registered.
I'm having a hard time walking right now. So
okay,
I'm just
fair enough.
Sit in this bucket of ice for another couple of minutes.
Okay. All right.
I didn't think the poppers would actually pop. I thought I'd never have the pepper directly touch the inside of my colon, but the poppers pop.
Are you the guy with 100 jalapeno poppers up in his butt?
106, yes.
I'm the guy who sucks 100 jalapeno poppers out of a guy's butt in the future. A boy told me in a coffee shop that it was my destiny.
All right, this guy hangs out near the record line, and he predicts records off of other people's records. Sir, you have to leave.
No, just let me.
Moonwalk.
Here's a movie theater hack I used to do in New York. Someone taught me. You know when they would at the theaters that you couldn't sneak food into because they would check your bag or whatever? Because if you put like bananas, just like a bunch of bananas on the top, like or something that looks like groceries, like a roll of toilet paper, because then they'll be like, you can't bring food in here. I'd be like, oh, it's not food, it's my groceries. So if you have like, you know,
that's
a bag.
How I plan my day. I go to the grocery store with a backpack and then go to a movie.
Right. And then, well, then they're like,
can I have 90 pounds of bananas?
They can't make you throw out your family's food. But then underneath, you got a couple of heroes and a couple of tall boys.
These bananas sure smell fresh.
Just give me more. I'm not going to eat them. I'm just using I'm going to the movies.
So he cuts these guys for Junior Mints and fucking Sour Patch Kids and some fucking popcorn that they made themselves and put some really nice butter on.
We're not going to be able to just like sneak this in, though. Like straight up in a backpack.
Dude, what's my tattoo say? Put some bananas on it. It's my catchphrase. When I used to play 3-on-3 hoop it up style basketball tournaments.
My cousin was at Arclight 3 weeks ago, and they say word is out on the banana scam.
What? It has a name?
Yeah, they're looking for top loads, banana top loads.
Shit. We need to revolutionize. We need something new. Has anyone thought about apples?
I wish it could be that simple. Apples or just whatever.
Hey,
just
assholes, welcome to the movies. What you got in the bag?
Nothing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We were just...
Okay, so... Here's the story. My father was cremated earlier today, and I had to pick up the cremains.
At the morgue.
So here, if you just look in the bag.
And they didn't have enough room in one urn, yeah. So they gave you an extra box.
Yeah, so here's a box with my father's ashes in it, in my bag. That's what's in my bag, right there.
That's all it is.
That's it.
And we didn't want to put it in the trunk, or someone might steal it. And we didn't want to take it home before the movie because we wanted
you
to see.
You picked up your father's ashes and then came to see
straight.
From Justin to Kelly 2.
Yes. Well, I'm reeling. I'm you know, I'm spiraling emotionally. I just need 2 hours to shut my brain off and see talented actors
and
doing their thing.
My 7-year-old niece wrote it. So.
I didn't even know that.
Oh, I didn't tell you.
No, I was like wondering why he pushed this movie so hard on us. I was just like, oh, your niece is a scam.
Anyway,
writer.
So we just were at the morgue picking up cremations. That's what they're called.
All right. Cremains.
Cremains.
Got it. Cremains. So we'll see you after the movie.
See you after the movie.
All right.
Yes.
I know 30 minutes into the movie. Hey, I saw some guys really chowing down there in aisle D. Did you check everyone's bags on the way in?
Yeah, I checked. There was this couple of kids with their dad's ashes in a backpack.
Cremains?
That's what he said, yeah.
Yeah, I got a warning. I got a bulletin on that.
I got a guy who had like 50 bananas.
Yeah? Yeah? They're still running the banana top load scheme?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're way
and then I just like that. I went through each and every banana, and then I got to the end. You know what he had?
What?
Banana cake.
That's
still can't bring that in.
Fucking animals,
idiots, man.
I mean, I knew these guys were juking me. You know, I knew they were juking
all right, you
me.
You got to go in there, man.
I didn't know how to block. How do you block a? How do you get past the ashes?
Well, right now they're chowing down, so you just go in there and catch them red-handed. What are they going to say?
All right.
But don't disturb anybody else.
Hoorah! Hoorah! We
see this guy walking into the Arclight movie theater with night vision goggles on. He's got like full tactical gear.
Dude, pass me some of the beef jerky.
Hey, sit down!
Sorry.
Here, man, have some of this beef jerky.
I work here. This beef jerky. Security.
We can't keep this up. It was so sad that we cremated our dad today.
There's no more beef underneath there?
No, I can't find any more beef.
Oh, my God. They're just eating the ashes.
There's beef juice on the ashes. Yeah, yeah,
I think so. I'm putting it on my gums.
Did they have food? Have they been eating ashes this whole time?
Sir, please be quiet. We're watching from Justin to Kelly, too.
Sorry. Just
We cut to in Kelly. The movie. What?
What? You know what?
What? I thought I said goodbye to you forever.
Yeah, but then you saw me in the bus.
I know, but we just happened to be on a bus together. There's no reason for us to have a relationship again. We just happened to be on the same bus.
In the smoky room.
Stop singing.
Bad news. Sorry, announcement from bus driver. Bad news. We're going to be stuck in this hotel, and it looks like we're randomly pairing some of the bus passengers from the tour to have various honeymoon suites, because that's all this hotel has. So, let me just read off your names.
What?
Wait, we have to hook up with these people?
You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. I can't pair you guys by gender, so I'm just going to pick any two names, and if you guys fall in love, you fall in love.
You definitely have to pair us by gender. All right. We don't know each other.
It's 2019. I'm not going to tell people who they can and can't stay with.
Oh, please, all right. Pick someone who can 69 me.
All right.
I will not be with him for one. This is ridiculous.
Just stay with a night because of traffic?
Well, and there's also something wrong with the bus.
So smelling shit.
All right, I'm going to be reading off the manifest. Who's staying
get
with
me,
who?
Get
all right?
Me one with the bad smeller.
All right. Justin and Kelly.
What are the last names? Kelly what?
Justin Guarino and Kelly Clarkson.
Read it again. Are you sure? Are you sure?
I'm positive. I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce both of them.
God. First on the list.
All right. Sid and Nancy.
We cut to later as the intro of the hotel room. Did you arrange this, Justin? It's just too many happenstances that we
are you guys room
again.
412? There's a barrel of lube that I was supposed to deliver to room 412. Is this you guys?
What kind of lube? For a car?
Nope.
For what? A barrel?
The TV turns on. Ah, Justin, Kelly, I see you received my lube. Welcome.
What is happening? Who are you?
It doesn't matter what my name is, but I sabotaged your bus. Everything that's happened is by my design.
I knew it. There's too many coincidences. What are you doing to us? Why?
So that you'll fuck each other.
People don't want us to have sex. They want us to have innocent love together.
It's not true. It's a lie. They all just want to see you fuck. Stop teasing everyone. I was a small child when From Justin to Kelly 1 came out. And I really thought you guys were going to fuck by the end. And I was getting really turned on and it never happened. It was the biggest cock tease of my life. And I shall watch you fuck.
You bankrolled this movie?
What? We're in a movie? That wasn't my layer of reality.
Sorry, I'm in the closet shooting this.
I was told to get on this bus. I was being driven to Trader a movie.
Joe's. It's all a Trader Joe's within Trader Joe's.
You guys got to try the peanut butter cups.
Did you know about this, Justin? Seriously.
I didn't know. If I would have known, I would definitely not been a part of it.
Really? Because I did at one point during... When we met the first time, I did love you. During one, I trusted you then. And I know I lost track of you when I got famous. And you kind of went off the rails.
I sent you dick pics all the time.
What, excuse me?
I sent you dick pics all the time.
I started blocking that.
Yes, now we're getting somewhere.
No respondo.
Well, you seemed a little desperate. And I know you did the one Broadway show and then... Dinner Theater, and then I guess nothing.
Did Rock of Ages for
the Chris Hardwick role. You understudied Chris Hardwick role
in the real life.
What's that mean?
The real life version of the Chris Hardwick show.
You did
we
that.
Cut to a 2020 puff piece. So, Dr. Schimler, you're the world's preeminent neurosurgeon and a billionaire.
Thank you.
What do you do?
Very glad to be here.
What do you do with your in your free time? You seem to be. What do you do? What do you spend your money on? You live such a simple life.
Well, I do a lot of philanthropic work, and I put a lot of resources into engineering an on-camera fuckfest between Justin Guarini and Kelly Clarkson.
Wow. You're not kidding, are you?
No.
Wow, that's pretty... That's very specific, and I'm assuming time-intensive and expensive?
Yes, it's... taken all of my energies these past few years as we reach the final stage of
and
the
and we see
operation.
this like parody porn film is being played on a phone of the real Justin Guarini in the green room of American Idol, which I think is now on ABC. And Kelly Clarkson has been convinced to come back. And it's taken a lot of convincing. It's on another network. None of the original judges are there. And this is the first time she's seen Justin Guarini. Oh, yeah. I guess there's a lot of parody films out there. I don't really pay much attention to them, Justin. But how have you been doing?
There's some good ones out there.
What do you mean?
That there are some good ones, parody films out there.
Well, I don't watch parody porn films or any porn films, Justin. Anyway, so are you married?
No,
did you ever get married?
You know me. I need to keep on moving on.
Right. And are you still singing?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, a gift. Why would I not, enjoy that?
Justin, I have a acai berry with a fiber booster for Justin.
I'll deliver it to Justin. Thanks, boss. I got to go take this to this guy called Justin, but I'll be right back. Yeah, you want a drink? You're Justin, right? Yeah, me too, right. Anyway. Yeah, you're doing good, huh? A couple number ones?
Oh, yeah. You know. So it's weird being back on American Idol, huh?
Brings back some memories, if that's what you're asking.
That wasn't. I know we had our brief
moment a couple of weeks there.
We had some magic. We shared magic together.
I got a large watermelon with a protein booster for Kelly.
Oh, thank you.
Here you go.
Do I have to take it to her?
If you would, please.
You didn't have to do that.
I know. It's my job, though.
Oh. I assumed you were on the reunion with me.
No, I'm a busboy here.
Oh. I didn't see you in the call sheet, and I was confused.
I'm catering all the food, and I'm a busboy here.
Oh, now it makes sense to me. I assumed you were on the show with me today. Okay. Well, it's good to see you.
You still do that thing with your pubes?
Can you not?
I'm sorry, was that too sexual?
Yeah, I mean, also there's people in the room.
They know we dated.
And we cut back to those years. What year was that? Who cares?
1969.
We cut to the podcast awards. And the winner. Speaking of weed, we got the new Improv for Humans grinder available on PodSwag. You know what PodSwag is? Your one stop for merch of all your favorite podcast items like shirts, pants, hoodies, decals. Just in time for 420, we are releasing specially engraved Improv for Humans grinder bundle, complete with the grinder and logo sticker. Humans, this is brand new. I'm reading this. As you're hearing this, I'm reading it. Podswag.com/improv to pick up yours today. This is news to me, too. That's podswag.com/improv. This is exciting. You don't have to just grind weed on it. I'm sure there's other stuff you can grind in a grinder. I don't know what it is. Herbs and spices, maybe. Nuts. But definitely weed. All right. Go to PodSwag. Get your Improv for Humans swag today. Humans, this episode sponsored by the mother of all dragons in podcasting. Squarespace, turn your idea into reality. What if you came up with Game of Thrones? You could turn it into a website before you wrote the book, because writing them books is going to be hard, let's be honest. But turning your Game of Thrones idea, just pictures of what you think it's going to be, a map of your fantasy land. Everyone has a fantasy land map in their head. As a matter of fact, I want all Improv for Humans fans to make whatever fantasy map they have in their head into a website. It's easy. Why not just do it right now with Squarespace? Launch it today. Your new business, your content you're going to publish. You can sell these maps, t-shirts of these maps. Yeah, your own e-commerce. You can do that with Squarespace, and it's simple. Even I can do it. And when you screw up, or you get confused, go to the customer support, 24/7 award-winning. You check out these awards they've won. Squarespace empowers you, your idea. Head to squarespace.com/improv for a free trial today. I want to see your fantasy maps. Send them to me at Matt Besser on Twitter or Instagram, and I will read your map. I will navigate your map over the air on Improv for Humans. That's huge. When you're ready to launch, use offer code IMPROV to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain, your fantasy map domain, the domain in your head. Squarespace.com/improv, offer code IMPROV.
420 special.
Huh?
For real, John Gabrus, where did your parents meet?
In high school.
For real?
Yeah.
What year? Was it?
77, maybe 78.
Summer of Sam.
And that's how my dad met my mom. My mom was wearing a blonde wig, trying to get killed.
and my dad only liked blondes, fell for the blonde. My mom was later revealed she was a brunette, that she was just trying to get killed by Son of Sam.
Did they meet?
She was talking to a dog that said, get yourself killed by somebody. What'd you say?
Did they meet like freshman, sophomore year?
Yeah, like my mom, I think, was like a freshman, and my dad was already dropped out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So where did they meet?
Like hanging around the school. Like my dad was like a dropout, like drive your car up to the high school after when the kids get out. You know, like.
Oh, yeah?
He was like 17 and already.
Like breaking away.
Yeah. It's like he's a cutter. So without bike riding, with car detailing instead. And they met like just hanging out in a circle of friends. But they had relatives like in each other's grades and stuff like that. Like my dad has a few little siblings that are my mom's age.
That's how people had to. I was thinking about cruising the other day. I was like, man, that was such a part of my culture growing up and other people's culture way more. It's just like you didn't have social media. You had to literally drive up and down the street and hope that your car attracted people.
You had to just be like, I heard these four girls are going to be at this thing, and I heard one or two of them might like one or two of us. And it's like, team, let's go. You know, all right, looks like we're going to stand in a woman named Marissa's backyard and like drink fucking Smirnoff ice and hope that we engage with. And then even the girls you're supposed to meet up with, even at the age of 16, you'd be like at the same party as them and never engage with them. And then just be like, let's get out of here, man.
Hey, I'm sorry. Is there someone named Celia here?
Excuse me? Someone named... Sorry, did you say
my
Celia?
Name's Matt.
Did you say Celia?
I think that's how it's pronounced. Celia or Celia?
Yeah, it's me, Celia.
Oh.
Cecilia?
You're... Cecilia?
Excuse me. Celia. Cecilia.
All right, this is awkward. I heard Celia liked me.
Celia liked
or you're a Sicilian. Doesn't seem like you recognize me, so I feel like I'm at the wrong place.
I'm starting
place.
To like you, but I am Cecilia. You probably want my friend Celia.
I was at the mall, Westfield.
Oh, mall. They just got a Gene Country there.
I heard that. I wasn't in the Gene Country.
I bought baggy jeans there.
Oh. Anyway, I heard there's a Celia that likes me. And that there was a wine cooler party.
Well, you're at the wine cooler party. It's at Cecilia's house. My friend Celia is here. So it's probably this. But it's just not me. But okay. I'm starting to like you.
Oh, okay. I did come for Celia, but it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Grab yourself a Bartles and James and go find
is someone looking for Chris Delia?
The stand-up?
Yeah.
No, I'm here for a Celia. I think that's how you say it.
Oh, you got the wrong guy.
Actually, I think it's a woman my age, but...
Okay, well, I'm not into you, so...
Oh.
I'm gonna go back to the party.
Oh, you are that guy.
Yeah, I'm Chris Delia.
Oh, yeah. I think I heard you on Rogan.
Are
nice
you Matt?
Yeah. My name's Matt. I'm looking for a Celia.
Oh, yeah. Celia's in there.
Likes me.
Are you actually hooking up with Cecilia?
No, Celia.
Did someone say Cecilia?
What's up, Cecilia? This is your boyfriend?
Hey, Chris Delia. How are you?
It's Delia, dude.
I'm pretty sure it's not.
I'm pretty sure it's me, right?
Oh, are you Chris Delia? Chris Delia, right.
Yeah.
The Greek guy that's just getting into stand-up, and everyone always confuses you with Chris D'Elia, the guy who's been doing it for a long time.
Talk discussing if there's a difference. Let's just go with it, okay? Yeah, I'm a stand-up.
Sorry, was somebody looking for me? I'm D'Amelia, the manifestation of the old workout D'Amelia program from Richard Simmons.
Hi, D'Amelia.
I'm incarnation.
I'm Cecilia. This is Chris Delia. Oh, Delia. And this is Matt, and he's looking for Celia. Is that correct?
No.
Yeah, you're D'Amelia?
Amelia D'Amelia.
I was trying to go for another heightening record, and just didn't work when you try it.
But when you get on wine coolers, you get drunk really quick, and this guy, Matt, found himself on the bed with all the coats on it, you know, where people leave their coats,
And he's rolling around in bed with Delamelia. Delamelia. So you're just, I've never fucked around with an incarnation before.
Yeah,
so
the incarnation of the idea of the Delamelia program.
But do you have nice boobies?
Thanks. I eat right.
How long have you existed as like this abstract incarnation?
Since 1986.
What? That long? Like, where do you exist?
I existed at first in the mind of Richard Simmons, and then I...
But, like, when people aren't talking about you, where do you exist?
Huh?
We got this two. We got to 2 hours later. Everyone's outside the party, putting on their jackets to leave, and they're all like looking around and seeing what's on their jacket.
Fucking my leather's covered in jizz.
Yeah, I can't even lift the arm up. I feel like this thing is like quim sealed with quim.
Oh shit, mine too.
Matt,
it's like some kind of water semen is in my jacket.
Pregnant.
How can you be pregnant? You're just this abstract idea.
My gestational period is much faster than a human's.
What? You're just some weird idea that some weirdo...
I'm about to give birth to a half a human, half idea of the Delamelia program.
Adelia Mata? I don't get what that would even be.
A what?
We cut to...
I've got some good news and I've got some bad news, Mr. and Mrs. It? Adelia, it is? Medelia.
It's Cecilia.
Yours, Cecilia?
Adelia,
Medelia. Amelia, Cecilia.
That's not important, doctor. Just give us the news.
Your son, can I please say I've got a bad case? Oh, never mind. It's just something I always want to say in that situation. Be serious. Your son is half abstract idea, half human.
Is
luckily,
the abstract idea going to be able to survive very long, or is it just something that'll just be worth 15
we've decided
minutes in
to
a
name
podcast.
Him Humilamil.
That works out well because it's seeming as though, based on some early testing in the amniocentesis, that he is the manifestation of the concept of humanity. While not being fully human, he contains the idea, the abstract idea of humanity itself.
Does that mean his Delamelia side isn't abstract?
Huh?
Doctor?
Doctor.
You're the doctor.
Doctor, I don't
Hello,
understand.
Hello, doctor. It's me, Richard. And I think that technically it's my baby.
You.
Yeah, hey. It's me. What's up?
You've done this to me. You've caused
Matt,
me to have this.
Matt, Richard is the whole reason I'm here. If you love me, you'll love Richard.
Welcome back.
Humilamil?
Welcome back to Donahue. We're here with Richard Simmons, the abstract concept of Amelia Bedelia Cecilia. Podcaster Matt Besser.
Not Mealadeal.
And podcaster Matt Besser. So let's just get the audience up to speed because they're going to have some questions. You had a child, but Richard Simmons is claiming...
I can't go over this again, Donahue.
I'm having a hard time.
Over this. I've been dragged through the media. I've explained myself dozens of times.
Let's just skip to the question.
Did you guys see the Fire Island documentary?
The Firefest?
Firefest, that's what I meant.
Matt watched a game one. Did you guys see that Fire Island documentary? It's called Amateur Fire... yeah, the Firefest doc is great. I watched
when,
them both.
When the guy's like bragging about that's the island he has.
Yeah.
They're like the one
like,
thing you're not allowed to
coke
say.
Coke dealer, killer. Like it's this bragging point.
And they also are told the one thing you can't say is that it's Escobar's Island. And then the commercial they show like Pablo Escobar's Island is the first frame in like the $1 million commercial.
And they got mad and kicked everybody out.
Yep, they had to find a new one.
Hey, I told you not to say this was the house Charles Manson killed everyone in. I said that was the one thing you couldn't say as a
right,
realtor.
But then we're out there in the ocean with Kendall Jenner, and it just, you know, this idea started flying all over the place. And then, I mean, that was one of the coolest things about it is this house is built on the...
It's not cool, though. I know the murder tour comes around to it, and those people think it's cool, but to most people...
Nine Inch Nails' album was made here. That's pretty cool, too.
People, if they're going to buy this house, they don't want to know a lot of people were murdered here. So I appreciate just no mention Manson murders.
Are you particularly upset with Ja Rule's part, what he said?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
In the commercials, Ja Rule's like, well, let me just play it for you.
Oh, no. Did you make a commercial with Ja Rule's for this house?
I did. Oh, I did. No. I'm sorry.
I told you stop making ads with
y'all gonna make me lose my life up in here, by Charles Manson kill my wife up in here. All right, so that's it. I mean, I know I mentioned it, but it's kind of like we really
that was the entire thing.
Here we are. We're here. We're here to see the open house.
Okay, oh, just one of the conditions. Can you handle this and do it in the right way?
Hi.
Hi, welcome. Come on in.
I'm thinking of purchasing a house today.
Yes.
Oh, this looks lovely. I saw the commercial on gas station TV when I was fueling up my white Range Rover.
And that's where you spent all our money, were those gas station TV ads?
Yeah, yeah. Just, I mean, everyone gets gas in
this Ja Rule saying Manson murders happened at his house. That's the selling point
you
we're
gave
investing
me
in?
An ad budget, and I figured this is the best way to utilize it. Is by just
well, it worked on me is what
Hi,
I'm saying.
Hi, this is a lovely house.
Yes.
And Raymond here is going to take you through it, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. It's a nice house to bring up a family in.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So it's around 11:30 at night.
Uh-huh.
1969.
Hey. Oh,
and,
good year.
Oh, be careful.
Huh?
I told you not to bring up that year for a lot of reasons. It's both terrible and funny.
Okay, well, we're not recording a podcast.
It was the late 60s, and that's all that's important, yeah. Okay? It might have been 69.
Okay, yeah, I'm just wondering, how many bathrooms is it?
That's a good question.
Well, I guess Squeaky Frome was in.
Hey, was stabbing, it's simple. It's four.
There's four bathrooms, but at the time there were only two because they were making a nursery for the baby. Out of one of the, turned one of the bath, two of the bathrooms into the nursery for a baby.
Oh, okay. And is
there's
there,
four.
There's four bathrooms. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That's how many
a lot
I need for
great
my family.
Hollywood history in this whole area.
Oh, that's really cool because everyone says like Laurel Canyon's where it's at and all that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dennis Wilson would hang out around here.
And, yeah, a lot of the Beach Boys would have.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I love
they
that.
Say they came with the ideas that's, for harmonies now in this house.
Is the master bath attached to the bedroom and is it having also a hallway door?
Let me see. There was a hallway door. I remember that door. Well, that's the one where they wrote, you know.
Mm.
Stop. They wrote something.
No.
Well, we took that
door
out.
For sale.
I'm having a, having a hard time knowing who I'm supposed to pay attention to. I think I'm
the head realtor at the company.
Oh, okay. And then Ray here is just the Ray.
Yeah, he's one of our new realtors. He's taken over this house, but we're really proud of this house. So I just want to make sure.
Oh, okay.
Does a great job.
Well, I'm really interested in it. And I'm just want to make sure that there's two entrances to the master bath so that like hallway wise kids can maybe pop in there if they have to make peeps and, but they don't have to disturb our bedroom time. Is that fair?
I think what you're saying is that you want something where you can maybe fool around, but also kids can walk past.
I mean, when you phrase it like that, it makes me feel uncomfortable, but I guess.
I don't know. I suggest maybe you both wear ski masks or something.
Okay, yeah. And I noticed that there's a mannequin lying down in the driveway outside.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And is that supposed to be there?
What is that? I don't know about that.
That's a kind of a... A dummy of Abigail Folger, coffee heiress that was murdered in 1969.
I thought smelled coffee.
You know,
we had a little
Halloween party last week, and we kind of just made dummies of all the original OG victims.
Oh wow!
Can you come here for a second?
Yeah, yeah.
You should check out the bathtubs are really big.
Oh, okay. Great.
They're really nice.
Oh, I'll check it out.
Check out the rafters. They're really exposed rafters. What's up, man? This guy really likes this house.
You put fake dead people in the driveway?
I left one fake dead person in the
left?
Driveway.
Well,
it was
left?
A Halloween
you
party
put it
last
there on,
week.
You can't have Halloween parties the place we're trying to sell.
Well, I did that because...
And sure enough, he sold it to this guy, and it's like...
I'll take it.
background montage stuff.
I'll take
it. Yeah, just
it.
Imagine a
montage stuff. Put the moving truck over here. Sign right here.
Sign here.
Yeah.
Too many with shoes. Friends. So when you bought it, what did you say? Like, in the moment you bought it, what did you say? I've always wanted to know. Like, what did you say?
I...
Like, I'm interested.
I said...
I'll buy it. Is that what you said?
I wish.
I'll get it.
No.
That wouldn't even make sense. I'll get it.
I'll get
you
it.
You said,
let me get.
I'll purchase this.
I wish. I said, it is a dick.
What? That doesn't even make sense. That's yeah, I know.
I had everyone. I tried to just take a swing, you know, and wrap it up, but they didn't buy it. And then I said, I'll take it.
And then we cut to a therapist with Gavris's wife. And what I think's been happening is he's starting to force podcast funny lines into his real life. I don't think he can separate real life from podcast.
Why are we talking about him? Why we're supposed to be here talking about me.
Well, you say you're having a problem with him. So
yeah,
I think,
he's an asshole.
Well, that's what I'm saying is what he's doing. I also now can see his point of view, though.
I don't care what he's doing on those podcasts, fucking around all the time on those goddamn podcasts.
Right, but I think that's
hey,
why
I get
he's
free
saying,
butcher box, okay?
Oh, now you have something to say. I can't stay mad at you, you old...
Boink!
She puts her fingers into Gabriel's eyes.
Oh! That's what you get. May the punishment fit the crime.
Iris closes. This has been Improv for Humans with the Four Stooges. Gimberling, what do you want to say? Do you want to plug that sitcom you just did? Do you want to... say hi to your kids.
Check out the sitcom and it gets picked up.
There you go. It's a solid
and,
plug.
And my kids. What's up, guys? Now you're listening.
If he's content, you better go to sleep. I hope you're still not awake, sons.
You better not be.
We're back at the podcast awards. Music is playing him off. His kids are up. They're crying. Like, yeah, it's not the Emmys. It's not the Oscars. But still, it's what we do. We still can be proud of things like this.
I got the power.
We cut to Horatio back at his place. He wasn't even nominated for this year. And he wants to think, oh, it's just the fucking podcast awards. But this year it's being broadcast on fucking NBC.
Stitcher Premium.
And Stitcher Premium.
It's on NBC and Stitcher Premium.
NBC/Stitcher Premium.
Because it got bought out. It's all the same thing now. It's all one platform. And he wasn't invited this year.
It seemed like in the old days, people kind of just like looked over to me and were like, all right, finish the show, bud. And I don't know, maybe I lost it. Right, Raisin? My dog?
He looks maybe his not. Dog Raisin has been dead for 3 years.
You never finish your food, boy.
There's a big pile of alpha on this frisbee. It's just been piling up with flies.
Well, I guess I'll just.
We match a dissolve on the frisbee full of dog food. To my house, I'm on all fours eating a frisbee full of dog food.
Yeah, take it, you animal, you dog. That's what you deserve.
Thank you.
Finish up and come to bed.
Thank you. I'd like to tell my kids to go to sleep and check out my sitcom. It's at Gabriel's on social media. At Gabris.
Don't you have an Xbox show these days?
That got canceled.
Did it already?
Yeah, it was fun. It was.
This is how we're wrapping up the podcast.
Don't you have an Xbox show? Check out my podcast. I'm humiliated. Don't you have this low-level bullshit? Nope. Just canceled. Check out my podcast, High and Mighty, and Action Boys at actionboys.biz.
We cut to Portland, Oregon, April 27th. Matt Besser doing his stand-up special. Anyone in Portland, please go to that. Go to mattbesser.com to find out how to get reservations to that. It's easy. It's going to be in a place where you can get high, just like we were here on 420 while you watch my show about weed. Oh, my God. So many levels. Keeping you on.
Be a good human. Listen to Matt's new improvised series, My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, out now on Stitcher Premium. Check out Matt Besser's Patreon podcast called Professor Besser. Listen to Stolen Idea, Matt, Bobby and Brett's epic punk rock musical on Stitcher Premium, and tell your friends. Rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Tell your friends about the best podcast in the universe. Music by Dragoon. This has been Improv for Humans.
Fans of Earwolf, the Mount Rushmore minus one, Scott Aukerman, Lauren Lapkus, Paul F. Tompkins, the masters of comedy podcasting. They're back in their podcast, Threedom. Fun conversations on a tour turned into a podcast. Three of the funniest people in the world, all in one network. For a free month of Stitcher Premium, go to stitcherpremium.com/threedom. Use promo code improv. You get a free month of Stitcher Premium, and you can get my musical Stolen Idea while you're there. And My Dead Wife, The Robot Car. So why would you not do this right now? Promo code improv, Stitcher Premium, free for a month. Get some Threedom today.
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the Improv Fantasy Podcast, Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor. Eight nuts.
Rachel Bloom.
You want to see my collection of men corpses and one woman?
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer.
Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins has crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus! I mean, Jazos, ruler of the Eighth Circle.
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.